Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Can we do a stock review?
Absolutely.
You want to run some down?
Yeah, let's go to
the pad ready. The pad, I'm gonna warm up the pad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is where you guys need to pay very close attention if you're interested in making some money.
Absolutely. Let's go through NAPCO. Ticker is NSSC. Overall, I like it. The 5-year direction has been up. It's a sleeper. I will vote yes for that. Next ticker, ACDC. A few of you asked me about this. Absolutely no. Under no circumstances would I touch this stock. It was in a penny stock range earlier this year. Yes, it shot up, but it's not a good trade. It was at 218 in 2018. It's now $24. Please don't touch it. Next one, CRK. No, I would not touch that. Let's go to the next ticker, RDY. Dr. Reddy's. So maybe I don't love it. Next one, TPL, Texas Pacific. Yes, TPL, I do like all prices. I'm sorry I have to give a stock club, but I will tell you if I like them or not. The next one is Granger, GWW. Love. Especially in a recession, there's a few. GWW, John Deere, Home Depot. Those are two that I love. Granger's expensive. It's at $5.95 right now, but if you look earlier this year, it was at $4.56. And if you go back to 2021, it was at $369.17. So great growth for this one. Let's go to DE, John Deere. I like.
I was going to say, you just spoke about John Deere.
Yeah. John Deere, I like. Murphy USA, ticker MUSA. You can put yes to that. I like that one a lot. Growth is great. GNL is the next ticker. Global Net Lease Inc. No, don't touch that. I wouldn't touch that. Mercado Libre.
Nah.
Wouldn't touch. I will wait to the 450s to touch that one.
I think when we spoke about Amazon, was that last week when we were talking about look at the countries and look at the economies that are building
the nail on the head
for their country. That's the he just gave you the one for South America, y'all. That's the one.
Yeah, that's one of my babies. But any retail company right now is going to get beat up pretty bad. Next one is Boot Barn Holdings. No, I will wait until that gets to maybe $15 to touch that. Next ticker, RGEN. No, I wouldn't touch. Costco, I like. Ironically enough, Costco has not had a negative quarter when I'm looking at my chart since 2010. In July of 2010, the price was at $32.49. It's at $488.55 now. If you've ever been to a Costco with a family on a Saturday, you can see the growth in there. Incredibly run company. I like. Another one is H-A-L-O, Halo. Halozyme Therapeutics, like a lot. They have sleeper. I will wait to maybe around $24 to get it. They're at $46.28 now. And LIDAR, L-I-D-R. The ticker I wouldn't touch. It's a penny stock. I wouldn't touch that. So it's only a few in the market right now out of that list that I like. NSFC, TPO, Granger, John Deere, MUSA, Costco, Halo. Those are the ones that are doing well. We're really going to get to see in a recession which companies are going to survive and going to do well. And I know it's painful to go through a recession if you've been investing, say, starting in 2020. But you're really going to get to see the great companies separate themselves from the companies that were just good or mediocre, but they were propped up by high interest rates. You have to learn to love this process of the market being down. And on the trading side, if you learn how to trade incredibly well in this market, when we get back to a stable, slow paced market, you'll be a master of the market as well. And if I've made you money, please put yes in chat. Love you guys. And these are for long term, not options. I want to be clear. So if you try to do any spreads or anything, that's on you. These are for long-term holds only.
Please hit the like button.
Don't lose your shirt.
Please hit the like button. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely, extremely important. Hit the like button and share. Very, very important. Okay. Moving right along. What are top three things traders should be tracking in their trading log?
Oh man, that's a great question. I know we haven't talked trading enough in the last couple of weeks, but number one, what is your return on investment curve looking like? So one of the things, and it sucks because in this market, if trading has been more difficult for you in the last 6 months because of the recession, please put yes in chat. And here's how to fix it. Once again, I went over it at the top of the show. If you're shorting, you want to put your stop at the top of the market of the previous day. If you're practicing a feature, same thing. I know it gives you a lot more risk on your profile to make your also index go up a little bit more, but you need to give your, because how many of us have taken trades, we got the direction right, but we got whipped out? Number two, if you're going long, you want to put your stop at the bottom of the low from yesterday. And the second thing you want to track after that is your time in the market. So time in the market is going to tell you two important things. If it's less than a minute, either your target is really, really short, which I don't like to do in a volatile market like the one we're in now, or you're getting the direction wrong. So if you're in a trade for less than 45 seconds and you're getting stopped out, it's telling you historically that you're getting the direction wrong. If you're getting the direction right, you should be in your trades anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour and a half if you're going for big targets. And the third thing that I want you guys to track in your journal, man, I don't want to say it, but I want you to manage how consistent you are in every part of your life leading into your trading. So are you meditating before? Are you working out? Are you doing your push-ups? Are you doing your reading? Because normally the chain that gets broken is the actions before. Like, I know people who will turn on the computer 5 minutes before the market opens and like, man, I got the direction wrong. I'm like, have you charted the S&P 500, top 30 companies, Dow 30, then wants your futures. It's like, no, I heard a play on Instagram and from a fake Earn Your Leisure page, a fake Ian page, and I just want to hop in the market. So I really think during this recession, for those of you that are serious, you need to triple down on your chart time, and you need to mark off all of your levels on everything that you want to trade ahead of time, because that's going to give you your edge. So like, if Meta is going to lay off hypothetically 3,900 employees at that amazing company, what would the direction of the NASDAQ future be tomorrow if they lay off 3,900 people, up or down? Please put that in chat. Like, investing in trading is not that hard. What is usually off and broken is the discipline in other areas. Like, even at when you guys come to Market Mondays, the number one thing I want you to see you guys with is books or journals of some sort. That way I know you guys are doing the reading and giving yourself the informational edge that you need to be able to dominate in this market. So those are the three things I want everyone to begin to track to be a better investor.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
backdrop.
A mic drop, backdrop.